The Lux Radio Theater, usually heard at this time throughout the year, is taking its customary summer vacation. Lux Radio Theater will return to CBS 8 weeks from now on August 27th. Now, from Hollywood, Romance.
Romance, bringing you the finest stories of the world's greatest authors. Stories of the courage, the devotion, the adventure of love, all strung on the bright thread of romance. Tonight we take you to the wild mountains of Portugal, where two lovers invite terror and death in order to achieve their freedom. As Kem Bennett tells it in his exciting tale, To Live Again.
Maria was never quite like the other girls of our village. They, too, of course, were vital and alive, for such is the nature of the girls of Portugal, but Maria stood out among them, more vital and alive, more intense, and above all, more beautiful. I remember the night she came back from Lisbon. She stood there in the door of my cabin with the lantern light falling on her face, looking tired and thin, of course, but even more lovely than on the day she left.
Joao. Oh, Joao.
Maria. Oh, here now, stop it. We'll have no crying and carrying on.
I'm not crying, Joao. But it's been such a long time.
A very long time. But now you're back. Maria, this young man standing here, is he...
I brought him here.
Then come in. Close the door.
Thank you, sir.
Joao, this is Alejo Peraza.
I am honored, sir.
Alejo Peraza, you're Spanish, are you not?
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome to the village, Alejo. Any friend of Maria? Here, let me put the lantern down and move these things off the cart so the two of you can sit down.
Joao, Alejo is my husband.
Your husband?
We were married in Lisbon.
Not here, in the village, where you were born, where your friends are?
Forgive me, but it was impossible, and... Oh, Joao, we're in trouble, terrible trouble. We're running from the police.
The police, but...
Maybe I can explain, sir. You see, the police are after me. I'm wanted in Madrid for crimes against the state.
Political?
Yes, sir. The charges are false, but in Spain today, being accused is the same as being convicted. I escaped to Lisbon, but now the Portuguese police have my description and orders for my arrest.
We've been sleeping in the fields, traveling at night, walking. You've got to help us.
Help you? How? You can't hide here. The village is too small. Everyone knows everyone else.
But we were thinking of the old mine.
The mine? Yes, a few days, perhaps. One can't live in an abandoned mine forever.
True enough, sir. But two might die in it forever.
What are you saying?
We have decided this, Joao. That whatever happens will happen to both of us. Whether we live or die, we'll live or die together.
You see, sir, running away is no answer because sooner or later the police will catch up with us. And we're not going to run any farther.
What will you do then?
Maria tells me you know every foot of the tunnels and working of the mine.
I was foreman there for 15 years before it closed.
Will you help us then?
Maria, the police are not after you. Why have you made this decision?
I love him, Joao.
I see. Very well, Alejo. I will help you. For the rest of that night, while Maria tossed restlessly on the cot, Leo and I pored over maps of the abandoned mine. It was dawn before we found what we looked for, and even then we couldn't be certain, not from the maps. We woke Maria, and she slipped away from the village to carry out her part of the plan. And Alejo and I took the maps and went into the mine.
Well, the passage seems to end, Joao. There's a pile of loose shale here.
Good, there should be. Turn the light here. Yes, here's the mark of the contractor. This is the one.
What's the distance?
10 meters, according to the map.
10 meters. It's not going to be easy, Joao.
Easy? Nobody but two desperate fools would even think of trying it.
Yes, I know. Is it far enough back from
I think so. It depends on how much they use. You can expect a strong concussion, though, unless you're already dead before then.
We won't be. Well, come on, Joao. We've got to bring food and blankets and tools to the mine. Maria should be back tomorrow afternoon.
Tell me something, Leo.
Yes.
How did you meet Maria?
How did I meet her? Well, I was in a park in Lisbon. I'd hurt my hand jumping from a train, and I was trying to wash the wound in the fountain. I looked up and saw her watching me, not saying anything, just watching. And at that moment, I fell in love with her. I think she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. The steady way her eyes look out at you and the way her hair sweeps back.
Enough of this. You'll still be mooning here by the time she gets back. Come on. I know Maria's beauty, Alejo. I've known her much longer than you have.
Oh, I'm tired. I've never been so tired. But the job is done now, and well done, I think.
How did you go about it, Maria?
Well, I left the car near Castelo Branco in a belt of trees off a side road. It's hidden, but not very well.
Good. They'll find it all right.
Then I caught a ride with an old man driving a wagon. He was very nice and asked me a lot of polite questions. And I lied to him. I think he knew I was lying.
Will he remember you later when the police inquire?
Oh, I'm sure he will. He took me as far as Castelo Branco, and I caught the train to Covilha. I tried to look very tragic and mysterious while I waited on the platform. I even cried a little at the ticket window.
The agent will remember you. A girl so lovely crying, how could he forget?
Well, at any rate, it's done, and I'm back. And I'm so happy to see you, both of you.
I was frightened that you'd let the police come too close and be caught.
I didn't even see the police. Joel, how long do you think it'll take them to trace me to the village?
The trail you've given them, they should be near, at least, in about 2 days.
2 days? Well, it'll give us time to build a barricade here at the entrance and start to work inside. Maria and I will stay here at the tunnel from now on, Joel. We can't afford to take chances.
What madness to talk of taking chances. And what you are doing, there is no chance. I turn sick inside every time I think of it.
Joao, this is no time to talk like that. You said you'd help us.
And I will, Maria. But I still think you're stupid, foolish, both of you. Think you're throwing away your lives without reason or sense.
What would you have us do, Joao?
Go to Davao, one of the other fishing villages on the coast. Try catching a boat to France or America. It's a better gamble than this.
And are there no police in France or America? No, Joao. We will not run any farther. We win here or we die here. But we will not run again.
You're fools, the pair of you. Well, I'll watch the village for the arrival of the police, and I'll come and warn you.
Don't you come, Joao. Send Manuel or one of the other children.
No. Let me carry out my own part of the plan in my own way.
But for you, it's dangerous, and the child wouldn't be suspected.
No matter, Alejo. I should like to see Maria once more before. I'll come myself. Nothing to do then but wait. My own part in the plan would come later. The village drowsed through the days and slept peacefully through the warm nights. And I spoke to old friends and carried on my life as usual, and I watched and waited. Now and then I glanced up to the gaunt head frame of the old mine and thought of Maria, the years I'd lived for her and loved her, and the pain throbbed in my heart. Then on the morning of the third day, the Lisbon police arrived in the village. Don't be a fool!
Joao, over this way, around the end of the barricade. It's easier.
All right, I'm coming.
The police, Joao. Have they come?
Yes, they came in two cars an hour ago. Four of them, and the lieutenant in charge. They set up headquarters in the mayor's office.
Well, the waiting's over. There's no turning back now.
They're asking questions about Leo Peraza and the girl. They don't have your name, Maria. Only your description.
I know. That will make it easier when you talk to them. If they knew, they wouldn't understand why you were doing it.
I'm not sure that I understand why myself.
Tell me, Joao, who ever really understands anything?
But this folly, madness.
If only madness can save us, then we have to be mad.
I can't stay. They may begin searching the countryside.
You'll go to them as soon as you get back to the village.
Yes. Leo, would you mind if I had a few words with Maria before...
Of course not. I want to check the guns anyway.
Joao... You've been so good.
I did only what you asked. I think what you are doing is wrong, but the decision is yours.
Thank you.
I suppose I shall never see you again, Maria.
Who can say? None of us can ever know tomorrow.
I have loved you, Maria. I love you now.
And I love you, Joao. Now and always.
So be it, then.
Here's your gun, Maria. Shoot low and try not to kill them unless you have to.
Two against five. And they'll bring up reinforcements.
It's madness. You've named it already. We'll see.
Go now, Joel. While there's time.
Yes, while there's time. God bless you, Maria. And take care of you. Goodbye.
Sir, this is Joao Pereira. He says he knows something about the two criminals.
What information do you claim to have?
The two whom you are seeking. I saw them.
When and where?
I was walking in the hills yesterday and came upon these two strangers.
So?
They stopped me and asked questions about the old mine.
Mine?
There is an abandoned mercury mine west of the village, Lieutenant Gargulo. According to his dossier here in the files, this man was a foreman there for 15 years.
I see. Very well, they questioned you. Then what?
When they left, they headed toward the mine. The Spaniard warned me to say nothing to anyone.
Oh. And what do you expect from this Pereira? A reward?
No, sir. I expect nothing. I'm only doing my duty.
Well, you're the first villager I ever met who thought cooperating with the police was part of his duty.
Some of us have different ideas of duty, Lieutenant. If you like, I can lead you to the entrance of the mine.
We drove to the mine in the two police cars and stopped them at the foot of the incline below the entrance of the tunnel. I stayed at the cars while Lieutenant Gargulo and the two men started up the slope. They walked carefully, their guns in their hands. They hadn't gone 50 feet.
You guessed it, old man. Here, up there, all right. Is there any other entrance to the mine?
The tunnel runs through the hill and opens on the other side. That's all.
No ventilation shaft?
No. Only the 2 miles of the tunnel. These mountain mines are all the same.
Sergeant, send 2 men around to cover the other end of the tunnel.
Yes, sir.
If they decided to fight, this won't be easy. They've got a machine gun and they're holed up.
Move the cars back. Take cover, all of you.
They don't have a chance in the long run, but one of them a woman. Crazy fool. I got a hunch we're not going to take this pair alive.
Romance, under the direction of Norman MacDonald, continues in just a moment. The music itself is the chief ingredient. Yes, the selection of tunes on Straw Hat Concert imparts a delightful Under the Stars next to the bandstand atmosphere to this 30-minute program of Light Airs. Tonight, over most of these same CBS stations, listen for the return of this popular melody show. Your seat will be right under the violin section if you have your imagination in tow, in full view of the stars, the clouds, and the village green crowds. Be listening for your first Straw Hat Concert just a little later tonight on CBS.
And now for the second act of To Live Again, as we return to Romance.
The opening shots had been fired. Maria and Alejo were trapped in the old mine, while Lieutenant Gargulo and his men watched both ends of the tunnel. And so the first day passed, and the morning the second. And as Alejo had said, whatever happened now, there'd be no turning back.
What shall we do now, Lieutenant?
I'm going to try talking to him.
Won't do any good, Lieutenant.
You're probably right, but... Sergeant.
Yes, sir?
Clip a few shots at the tunnel while I make a run for those rocks there.
All right, sir.
That's enough. Hold it. Hey, Peraza. We've got you bottled up in there. You can't get away. Come on out and surrender.
He is wasting his time.
And Peraza, another thing. If you kill one of my boys, you'll never live to see Spain. I promise you.
I have no desire to see Spain, amigo.
We'll starve you out in time. That's a slow death.
Very slow. We have a lot of food.
You're fools. You don't have a chance.
You shouldn't stand up like that.
Watch out!
In the name of a thousand devils, you are right, old man. He is not reasonable.
You were not hit, Lieutenant?
No, and worse luck for you, Sergeant. Now, there's another odd thing. Either this Spaniard is the world's worst shot, or he's trying not to kill us.
He's facing death himself. Why should he worry whether he kills anyone?
I don't know. I don't understand any of this. And that girl, killing women is always a bad business. I wish the whole mess were finished. Done with.
He tried nearly everything he could think of, and nothing had worked, and he was worried. It was almost time to play my last card. Almost, but not quite. Tomorrow, perhaps. I looked up toward the black mouth of the tunnel and thought about Maria and Alejo. I wondered what they were feeling, what they were saying, how they'd pass the night and face tomorrow's dawn.
What time is it, Alejo?
Barely dawn, querida. You know, you've slept nearly 3 hours.
You should have wakened me. You need to sleep yourself.
No. No, I wanted to be awake. I know the mind of that police lieutenant. We're about due for a dawn assault. He's tried nearly everything else.
How much longer do you think?
Oh, today maybe. Joao didn't want to suggest it until they'd tried their own methods first. I only hope he doesn't lose his nerve.
He won't, Alejo. He loves me.
Yes, I know. Love is a strange thing sometimes.
Do you think it's strange that I love you?
No. I think it's a miracle. Come here, Carita.
I'm not sure I will. You waited a very long time to ask me.
If you've only been awake for 5 minutes.
Alejo! What is it?
It's tear gas. Here, put on this mask, Carita. Hurry. Be quick.
All right, fella, sir. Come on with your hands up.
Come on up and get me. Here's your gun, Maria.
You don't have a chance.
Here I am. Come on up the hill if you want me. Come on.
Good morning, Lieutenant.
Well, Joao, why aren't you up at the mine? You practically haunted the place for the last 2 days.
I went there. They told me you were here. If you will not think it presumptuous, I have an idea.
An idea?
It would not be very difficult to get men onto the rocks above the tunnel entrances. The overhang would protect them.
So?
A few well-placed charges of dynamite at those spots, and your troubles would be over.
Heal them up in the mine like rats.
What kind of a man are you? I wouldn't do that to a dog.
It would be the kindest thing in the long run.
The kindest thing?
But look at it this way, Lieutenant. As it is, you're forcing them to sit up there and starve to death, slowly over weeks, perhaps.
They can come out if they will, or he can send the girl out.
They won't, and you know it. They know they can't escape. They are deliberately trying to provoke you into killing them, into making up their minds for them. Why not give them what they ask?
Sure. How much dynamite would be required?
There hasn't been a sound out of them for 10 minutes now. Not a shot.
They've probably gone as far back into the tunnel as they can. Name of a devil, there's no excuse for them. I told them what we were going to do. I offered them a chance to come out.
In my opinion, they're insane.
Who asked your opinion, Sergeant? Well, Joao, what's the story?
Everything is ready at the other end of the tunnel, Lieutenant. The dynamite's in place and the wires are strung. I have the ends here.
And let's get it over with. Rotten business.
Are your men down off the face of the rock?
Yes, they're all in the clear. Get on with it, Joel. Connect those wires to the machine and let's fire the charge. Blast ourselves into perdition at the same time, no doubt.
Ready, Lieutenant?
Go ahead.
Maria. Maria.
Well, it's done.
Yes, it's done.
I think I'll have to answer someday, Joel, for listening to your advice.
Right and wrong are very difficult things to determine at times.
How long would it take for one to dig through that pile of rock?
With bare hands, a year. And they have air enough for 10 days.
Yeah. Well, it's done. What's up in the village? Why are they ringing the bell of the mission?
Perhaps they sense there's been a death.
The devil.
Perhaps they're honoring a girl who was very much in love. Oh, it's also for the man, of course, that after all, he had no choice. I think the bell is mostly for the girl.
Hold the tape, Maria. Here, on the contractor's mark.
All right, Leo.
Right on the mark now.
How far, Leo?
Oh, no.
How far have we dug now?
18 meters.
But Joao said 10. It was on the map. 10 meters from the contractor's mark to the bank above the river. That's why they stopped driving this crosscut. They didn't want to break through to the surface.
Maria, Joao could have been lying, you know.
No. Why should he?
Perhaps he'd rather see you dead than living this kind of life. Love can take a strange turn sometimes.
No, he wouldn't. The map was wrong. He didn't know.
We've been here 8 days, Maria. The air's going bad. We haven't much time.
But we can't give up. We just can't.
To carry a plan so far and then...
No, don't talk like that. There's only one thing we can do.
What?
Dig. Dig, Alejo.
All right.
As long as we're still alive. Dig! How far was it, Alejo? When you measured the last time?
23 meters.
So far. It's so hard to breathe. I'm so tired.
Oh, Carita.
Oh, we can't give up, Alejo. We just can't.
It's 25 meters, Maria. I don't know how much longer we can keep... Maria? Maria? Maria, are you all right?
It's no use, Alejo. I'm so tired. I can't go on.
Oh, querida, querida, stay here and sleep for a while.
Don't leave me, Alejo. I'm going to die. I know it. Stay here. Hold me. I'm afraid to die alone.
If I stay, Maria, we will die. I've got to keep on so we can live again. Now you rest, Corita, and sleep. Oh, how far. How much farther. Oh, the air. It's bad. We can't keep on much. 27 meters now. How much farther than... But the rock is caving. Maria! Maria, we've broken through! Oh, Maria! Maria, we're free! Maria. Oh, please don't let her be dead. Oh, not now.
Come on, Carida. We've broken through to the surface. We'll be free. It's only a few feet to the river. We're going to live again, Carida. They'll think we're dead, and they'll leave us alone. Oh, there now, Maria. The air is fresh, and you're going to be all right.
Lee.
Oh, thank heaven.
What's happened? What are we doing on this? Leo. Look. The stars.
Come in, Joel. Have a seat.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
I'm completing my report. You're leaving in a few minutes.
Yes, I've heard.
Pardon me, Lieutenant, but this last item, final disposition, how should I fit it in?
Put presumably dead by entombment as a result of police action. Make two copies for Madrid.
Yes, sir.
And get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Joel, I told you before that I had never had a stranger case on this one.
Yes, I remember.
Joel, I sent for you because of an amazing piece of information I've come across, the result of some inquiries around the countryside. It seems that girl came from this village.
Did she?
Her name was Maria Isabel Pereira. She was your daughter, Joel.
Yes.
Why did you do it? You came to me and turned them in. You led us to the mine. You made the plan, fired the charge that destroyed them. Why?
In order that they might live again.
You're out of your mind.
Possibly. But had she been your daughter, Lieutenant, I think you would have done the same. You see, I loved her.
Romance, under the direction of Norman McDonald, brings you the greatest love stories of today and yesterday. Tonight, you have heard Kem Bennett's unusual story, To Live Again, specially adapted for radio by Les Crutchfield, starring Bill Conrad and Georgia Ellis with Herb Butterfield. Featured in the cast were Ben Wright and Lamont Johnson. Editorial supervision is by John Meston and musical supervision by Alexander Courage. Next week, Romance will bring you one of Jack London's most charming stories, The Marriage of Lit-Lit.
If you're an employer, you might have mixed feelings about having a stenographer like Millie around the office. Audrey Totter stars as Millie in CBS's new Monday night comedy series on most of these same stations. Take a tip from us and meet Millie, which follows immediately over most of these same CBS stations. Be listening next week when Romance brings you Jack London's delightful story, The Marriage of Lit-Lit. This is CBS, the Stars Address, the Columbia Broadcasting System.